This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over. Support for How to Do the Pot comes from Can. Can is a social tonic, drinkable, delicious cannabis that's as bubbly, refreshing, and sociable as your favorite cocktail, but hold the booze. Use promo code DOTHEPOT for 20% off when you visit drinkcan.com. That's drink, C-A-N-N. Try a can today and have a great time without the hangover. Welcome to How to Do the Pot, a podcast helping you feel confident about cannabis. I'm your host, Ellen Scanlon. One of the misconceptions about shopping for legal weed is thinking that you need to know a lot about cannabis before you go. You do have to bring your government-issued ID, and it will make it easier if you bring cash. But visiting a dispensary has become a lot like a regular shopping experience now that more states have legalized it. This series is dedicated to providing you with a support system of women all across the country who have been in your shoes. I've been going through a lot lately. It turns out that the house we bought a couple of years ago is filled with toxic mold, and I have been really sick from it. We are going to have to move out and gut the whole house. So I am focused on little pleasures and the ways that cannabis can help enhance the everyday. In that spirit, today's stories are about traveling and making a special effort to visit a legal state to buy weed. I hope they help you feel supported, less alone, and a little lighthearted when you decide to make your first cannabis shopping trip. I really want you to have fun. Have you signed up for How to Do the Pot's newsletter yet? You don't want to miss out on this twice a month resource that continues the conversation on how to feel confident about cannabis for health, well-being, and for fun. Join the thousands of subscribers who are already reading and responding. This is your direct line to me. Just hit reply and let me know what you'd like to hear more of on the show. Please go to dothepot.com to sign up. And thank you so much for supporting the show. Cindy Schultz is an Alabama-based technical writer who traveled to Colorado for a two-month camping trip. Cindy hadn't tried cannabis since the 1970s, and she decided to go on a dispensary tour when she crossed over into Colorado.
The first time I bought legal weed, I planned a two-month camping trip the summer of 2020, and I went to Colorado. I had wanted to buy weed for quite a while since it became legal. I have chronic pain, and I hope to use it to manage sleep and pain. I hadn't smoked weed since the late 70s, which was not a great experience, mostly paranoia and anxiety inducing. I have no idea how much I smoked in one sitting back then and had zero idea how to use it to get a good experience. So on my trip in 2020, pretty close to as soon as I crossed into Colorado, I found my first dispensary in Trinidad. I called to make an appointment to go in. I bought Wana brand indica gummies and one Chem Crush sativa hybrid pre-roll and one Durban Poison sativa pre-roll. Then I went on to Crested Butte. I tried half a gummy in the evening, which was 5 milligrams. It was an uncomfortable experience that gave me a spinning feeling and an extremely dry mouth, but I slept through most of it. I tried one of the pre-rolls the next day, and it was an amazing experience. I wrote notes to myself through the whole high so I would remember what I felt like in the moment. It was a little disorienting, but the best part was that I spent the majority of it speaking the kindest words I've ever spoken to myself in my whole life. I'm 60, and it's still the best thought telling you this. After that, I bought a few different strains from two more dispensaries in other parts of Colorado, and I've loved trying them out. The main thing I experienced, in addition to speaking kindly to myself, has been the very fast-paced feeling of thoughts, what I call brain skip. But if I take my time and I don't smoke too much at a time, it's always a good experience. I waited a long time to try the gummies again, but once I figured out I needed to take smaller amounts to get used to it, I ended up giving myself the best sleep ever by taking a third of one each night and going right to bed. Eventually, the 5 milligram was perfect. Each dispensary I went to was fine. I wasn't really relying on my knowledge. I knew I was going to be okay with anything, and it was my chance to test out how I'd react. So I counted on advice from the tenders, and I had fine experiences. The first and the last shops I went to were The Spot 420 in Trinidad and The Canna Farmer in Silverton. And they were great about listening to what I wanted to accomplish and helping me figure out the different experiences between different strains over a few days. I appreciated it a lot. I got what they call mid-grain strains of Tangy and Citrus Snap from the Canna Farmer. The Tangy was too intense, but I love the Citrus Snap. I don't live in a legal state, but I plan to make weed part of my life on a regular basis as soon as possible and experiment even more over time.
Haley Dineen and Lana Van Brunt are the New York-based co-founders of accessories and cannabis lifestyle brand Sackville & Co. A few years ago, they traveled to California to see what the hype about legal weed was all about. They had high expectations for what they would find in Los Angeles and wound up confused and pretty intimidated. Lana called it a bromosphere, which happily is not always the case, but you should know it can be.
Haley, it's been a while now. Do you remember those early days of going into a legal dispensary, like coming from this initial legalization?
So we were both in LA and we were like on a tour to check out all of the legal stores because we're like, oh my God, let's do this.
This is the Mecca.
And yeah, the expectations were really high, but obviously when legalization first hit, there's a variety of stores out there. And I just remember walking in and being confused, I would say would be the word. The packaging is really hard to understand and read and know what it's trying to tell you. You know, there's different percentages of cannabinoids. Some packaging has different terpene notes and things like that, but it doesn't really explain what you're looking for. And so you're kind of just looking at the iconography, like, is this going to make me sleepy?
totally. Does blue mean asleep? Should I get this?
How about you? Do you remember your first time?
Yeah, same thing. All the hype, but like full on intimidation, because even though we work in the industry and we have for a while, I cannot compete with the language and understanding of every detail of what each flower is going to offer me, each strain, each everything. And I think like shamefully probably would have walked like by a store many times before I got the nerve to like go in and try it. Everything used to feel so intimidating. Stores now obviously are incredible, and there's so many, especially for women, like female focused ones that don't make you feel like it's this bromosphere and you have to go in knowing everything and like being part of the crew before you can like get helped out. But yeah, looking at like microscopic images of a nug on the thing and like trying to figure out what that meant is like the most intimidating thing. So like, what is this supposed to mean? It smells like weed. This one smells like extra strong weed. Should I buy this one then? Like, I don't know. I also think even it felt like there was these puritanical ways of smoking. So it was like, if you were going to smoke pre-rolls and edibles and all these things, you had to go in knowing exactly what type of smoker you are. And I feel like now you can go in and be like, let me try everything. I don't know where I'm landing yet. I don't know what vibe I'm in. Give me a little bit of everything. And before, it felt like if you were like, can I have like a mini joint? They'd like shoo you out of the store. It just felt so overwhelming.
Totally. I feel like now people realize how important good bud tenders are, because they're essentially just educating you on all of the nuances that exist within cannabis, like the different types of consumption, all of the different cannabinoids or terpenes or all of those things, how it's going to affect you personally. And having like someone who can actually guide you through the process and doesn't make it this kind of like embarrassing feeling is so beneficial.
Yeah, totally.
One way to feel less intimidated before you go into a dispensary, especially if you're looking for pre-rolls or flower, is to learn a little bit more about strains. And we've got you covered with our Essential Strains playlist on Spotify, which has all of How to Do the Pot's strain episodes in one spot. I'll link to it in the show notes. Carrie James lives in New Hampshire and is the co-founder of a CBD brand called Clearly Balanced Days. When Massachusetts opened as a legal market, Carrie and some friends checked it out.
My first time buying legal weed was just after the Massachusetts recreational market had opened. There was a brand new dispensary. It was one of the first in the state that had opened in Wareham, Mass., and we just happened to be visiting down there. So a few of us had decided to go and check it out. When we got there, we were not able to park near the dispensary. They had a parking lot down around the corner that they had us parking in. And then when we got to the crosswalk, there was a police officer standing there helping us get across the busy intersection. So that was kind of funny. And then when we got to the building, there was a line out to the sidewalk and we got in line. We came to a table where we had to give them our licenses so they could put us on the list. And then when we got through the line and to the door, finally, we were asked to show our licenses again. And then when we got inside, we were asked to show it one more time. And then when we were checking out with the fantastic bud tender, we had to do yet again, show them our licenses. So we chuckled about that probably the rest of the day. It seemed like overkill at the time. It was very cool to be able to go in and look at a menu of items available, to be able to see certificates of analysis. As a CBD company, that's a big part of our business model. We test every single batch of every product that we make with a third-party lab. So we know what we're looking for in our cannabis. My partner is not a person who tolerates THC very well. It's not a pleasant experience for her. So we wanted to find something that might work for her. So we ended up settling on a 1-to-1 CBD to THC gummy, and those were fantastic. We were also able to get some distillate carts for me and one of our other friends that was with us. And overall, it was a great experience. As a person who has been an outspoken activist here in New Hampshire, fighting for legal cannabis, I really enjoyed being able to go and purchase my cannabis legally. It meant a lot to me.
If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. We love new listeners and are here to help everyone feel confident about cannabis. Thank you for listening to this episode of How to Do the Pot. For lots more information and past episodes, visit dothepot.com. And that's also where you can sign up for How to Do the Pot's newsletter. If you like How to Do the Pot, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps more people find the show. Thank you to producers Maddie Fair and Nick Patrie. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and stay tuned for more of How to Do the Pot.